This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Well, hallelujah. So the Lord, as he does, set this up. Amen. And we're going to be talking about the integrity of the Word of God today. And so we welcome you, however you are watching. We're going to keep our children with their families today and just ask that y'all enjoy the service together as a family. Those of you who are listening and watching at home, I'm grateful that you have this opportunity to do this, but I don't want this to become your new normal. Yes. You know, there's a little catchphrase happening, and I use it in my career. I use the word new normal. When I use the words new normal, I'm usually speaking to people who've just had a tragedy in their life. They've just had somebody who was either murdered or committed suicide. And so when I'm talking to them, they are truly going to have a new normal because it's never going to go back to the way that it was. And so I don't want you all to think that this is your new normal, watching online and being isolated, because God did not create us to be isolated. God created us to have fellowship with one another. He created us to have fellowship with him first, which you're well able to do at any location. But then he called us to be together. He said that we're to get together more and more as the days grow evil, and that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And so we understand that this is a different time right now when we're all learning, we're all growing, we're all changing through this. But I don't want for you to get a mindset that this is your new normal, because this is not normal and this is not your new normal. Amen? Amen. And God has a word to speak to each and every one of us regarding not only that, but just the way that we're to live our life. And so one of the things that's on my heart is that we need to settle what God's will is. And we're going to believe God that the Lord sews this together. I'm going to go through a couple of scriptures that are going to be familiar. And then we're going to start looking at application, okay? And so we're going to open up to James chapter 1, verse 21. And this is my request to you. My request is that we lay hold of this scripture and that this is who we are. Amen? Amen. That we choose to lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save our souls. See, we're experiencing a time where people are challenged at a level that we haven't seen in our personal lifetime. Now, things happen, there's no doubt about it, but what we do know is that the Word of God, when we welcome it with an open heart, when we welcome it as the Word of truth, it is able to save our souls. And when it says save our souls, that we are actually very, very specific about what's happening there. The word, when we plant the word with meekness, it becomes implanted and rooted in our hearts, and it contains the power to save our souls, right? So we've talked about the resurrection power. We know that Jesus is raised from the dead, and the power that was required to raise him from the dead is a power that had never been exerted before. So there is this salvation power available to our souls, our minds, our will, and our emotions. Now we heard through the prophetic word this morning that we're to keep our eyes on his word, right? That when we see God's word as truth above all of our circumstances, that's how we start to walk in it. That's when we get the confidence in our faith to lay hold of the promises. Now 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, again another familiar scripture, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us." So through us, God is receiving the glory because all of the promises are yes, and all of the promises are amen. One of the things that Pastor Kurt has always taught us is that if you're going to be saying that you're believing God for something, and he made reference to this on Wednesday night. If you didn't catch that Bible study, then go back and watch that. On Wednesday night, he talked about that if we're going to say that we're believing something, we actually have to have scriptures that we're standing on, right? We heard the prophetic word saying that the word of God is our firm foundation. It's our sure foundation. We know that Jesus himself is the cornerstone by which we are built into his body, right? So we know that he is the foundation and he is the word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the word of God is the foundation on which we stand. It is the solid rock that we can walk on, that we can be sure of, and that we know that if we will follow the truth of the word of God, that we won't be shaken. Will things come at us? Absolutely. And we know that that's true. But the difference between whether we go under the circumstances or overcome the circumstances is the word of God. Now, some people have challenges in different areas than others, right? So we're not going to judge anybody for where anybody else is out, and we're going to look at scriptures so that we can overcome every area of life, and we are not going to cover all of that in one service because it's completely impossible. But as we go through, I'm going to show you an example of how to do this, and then I want for you to apply it in your own life. There are some people who have managed to get the word down on the inside of them, and walking in divine health has become a truth and a standard in their lives. But those same people might struggle with finances. Or conversely, some people who have a true understanding of the principles of God when it comes to their finances might not have applied it, the same principles in their body, to walk in divine health. So the word of God is all-encompassing. All of the promises of God are yes and amen, meaning so be it. It's settled. When it says amen, it means it is settled. It is finished. It's a done deal. Why is it that we're having this disconnect? Well, we're not all meditating the word. Now, Pastor Kurt and I did these little 4-minute videos demonstrating how to meditate the word of God. Right? Now, you can't just meditate the word of God for 1 or 2 minutes and think that you've got it, okay? And it's not a criticism, but see, we are all meditating something. We're all meditating on something. You might be meditating on how to get toilet paper right now, but you're meditating on something. Maybe you're meditating on, well, they tell us to wear masks and gloves, but there are no masks and gloves to be had. Or whatever the circumstances that you're facing right now, you're meditating something. But are you meditating the word of God? And see, the only way to combat the doubt and the unbelief is by getting into the word of God and purging out that doubt and unbelief. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we need to understand that first, if we will receive with meekness the implanted word of God, that it's able to save our souls. Number two, that all of the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God. Now, you understand that every truth in the word of God is established by 2 or 3 witnesses. So when we start to see these things in the word of God, we need to truly believe that the word is true. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 in the Amplified. And I gave Cal about, 100 scriptures, so we're going to be very patient with him this morning. Hebrews 2:1 in the Amplified says, "Since all this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard." Okay, pause. Since all this is true, what's true? The word of God. Since all this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention to the truths that we have heard, lest in any way we drift past them and slip away. Now, I want you to think about this. The Word of God is truth. But when we don't actually make it a focal point of our lives, okay, this is the Amplified, Hebrews 2:1. Since all this is true, is this true? What is true? The Word, the gospel. What's the gospel? Well, let's just take a moment and look at what the gospel is. The gospel is what Jesus himself preached, right? Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. Luke 4:17, again, a familiar scripture to most of us. It says, and he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel? Good news. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus has come. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academic